Our next two brave contestants will face an extremely difficult game. Paige Gray.
Yes.
You teach English at West Point.
I do.
Wow. What drew you to want to teach specifically at West Point, of all places?
It was a job.
Yeah, so you weren't like, this is my dream job. You were like, I'll take this job, cadets, whatever, let's do it.
Oh, no, it's a great job, but teaching literature there, it's a really unique experience.
Yeah.
So.
How is it unique?
Well, being that I'm a civilian, and so I get to come in, and I don't look like things that some of the cadets see every day, because yeah. I have funky clothes, and so I think I entertain them.
So you're like the fun aunt that comes over in a different world.
I think I might be a little bit of cartoon character because I also specialize in children's literature.
Okay.
So I really think I'm like the fairy godmother for some of them.
And David Piccolomini, you are a purchaser for a camera company, but more importantly, let's be clear, you headbutt watermelons in freak shows.
Yes, I've done that. Yeah, my friend was putting on a freak show. He's like, "Do you have any special talents?" I was like, "I got a really hard head." He's like, "We'll work with it."
How many times have you done the skill?
I've done it like 6 or 7 times. The weirdest one though is when I did it for a burlesque show, like just as like a side act. I bought one out of season, which is just you're ahead of me. But it's much smaller and much harder.
Yeah.
And so I hit it like 13 times with my head and it would not break. When a drunk bachelorette came up and was like, "I can do this.
Stay away from the drunk bachelorette."
Yeah, and she just took the watermelon, put it down on the ground and like started like aiming up the shot. And then she pulled back and the watermelon rolled away.
Oh, no.
And she headbutted the stage.
This sounds like an amazing burlesque show.
God. Every burlesque show just ends with someone splayed on a stage.
It was the best.
We're all familiar with celebrity pairs who mash up their names. Brangelina, Kimye, Billary, Ofonathan Coltenberg. So in this game, we imagine what would happen if famous movie directors mashed up their names with celebrities. Puzzleger Archung, how about an example?
Please.
So if we said the captain from the TV series Enterprise finds out he's a replicant, you would answer Ridley Scott Bakula, because Ridley Scott directed Blade Runner, and Scott Bakula was the captain on Enterprise. Just put the names together.
We have the hardest one.
Yes, you do. It's hard, but you can do it. Feel free to talk it out. We're here for each other. Here we go. This singer has come a long way from Menudo. The video for She Bangs now features a bunch of Goodfellas. Paige.
Ricky Martin Scorsese.
Yes, exactly. Yay! Not so bad, right?
Feel better, okay.
CNN's Silver Fox anchor sits at a completely symmetrical desk. Bill Murray is his co-host. They're wearing red Adidas tracksuits. The headlines on screen are in a bold yellow Futura font. Paige.
Wes Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
Sure, this painting looks like it's just a bunch of paint splattered onto canvas, but if you look closely, you will see a picture of Ian McKellen as Gandalf. David.
Peter Jackson Pollock.
Perfect. Absolutely.
This is a true story. The events depicted in this film took place not in Fargo, but in Kazakhstan in 2006. At the request of the survivors, the names have been changed, except for my wife, Paige.
Sacha Baron Cohen brothers?
Yeah, that's right.
My wife.
This star of Grease gets physical with a cult director who gives her a feather boa, huge glasses, and puts her in the role of Tracy Turnblad in Hairspray. Paige.
Olivia Newton-John Waters.
Absolutely. All right, this is your last clue. What's the deal with that Laura Palmer murder? The log lady's gone missing, but she's been replaced with the co-creator of Seinfeld and the curmudgeonly star of Curb Your Enthusiasm. David.
Larry David Lynch.
Exactly correct. Well done. Puzzleger Archung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations to Paige. You're moving on to the final round.
The only thing bigger than the movie business is, of course, public radio. That's why we're going to Los Angeles for a star-studded, spectacular live performance of Ask Me Another. We will be at the theater at Ace Hotel on Wednesday, May 11th. Information about joining our live audience is at amatickets.org. Coming up, actress Alia Shawkat and director Jeremy Sunier escape from our green room only to find themselves somewhere even more terrifying, the Ask Me Another stage. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia.